some delays in the Eastern Hills Mall project, the Boulevard Mall project not working as quickly as people hoped. How concerning is this to see this happen?
Well, I think it's concerning for anyone that had high hopes of redevelopment of these really tremendous locations, which they are. I mean, if you look at their location relative to the good things happening in both parts of the town of Amherst and Clarence, you'd be hard pressed to say there's a better location. And the kind of mixed use village, walkable community concept that both developers are proposing, I think, is exactly what should happen on those sites. But there are a lot of issues, obviously.
What are some of the issues you've been seeing?
There's existing leases that haven't run out, and tenants that don't want to move in spite of things. You've got zoning issues that the town has to deal with. And also there's the issue of incentives. These things don't happen inexpensively. And there's in almost every case, there's some kind of incentive package that a developer will be seeking from the town or the state or even the national government if it's an historic site, through the National Park Service and the historic tax credit system. But I don't know exactly what they're layering in on these projects, but they're extremely expensive. And you've got massive parking lots that have to be changed. You're going to have to put roadways in. There's all kinds of infrastructure that you have to evaluate based upon the eventual desired usages. For example, if you've got residential usages there, and that requires a different kind of treatment system, and the extent of the all the arteries for the sewer system and water system, power, et cetera. These are big projects, and both of the footprints for both Eastern Hills and Boulevard are huge. So these are big projects. It's disappointing, though, to see them take so long. I was thinking about other projects around the country that might have moved faster, and I couldn't identify one, so I can't say that we're slower than what might be happening in other parts of the country, but I know that there's a huge amount of interest in trying to figure out what to do with these properties.
How common is it to see something like this happen with a project like this?
To see the delays? I think it's probably very common that the delays are going to happen. Again, you look at an aerial view of these two properties, it's a monstrous footprint. So there's going to be delays. I think sometimes you approach these projects or public approach them very optimistically, thinking that in a year or so, all of a sudden, there's going to be all brand new elements. But it doesn't happen that quick. And one other thing that we have to consider is that these projects were conceived when interest rates were half of what they are now for real estate financing. So the developers have to be very concerned about how costly it's going to be just to pay the interest during the construction period, and then obviously the permanent financing later on for the usages that will be for rent as opposed to those that will be for sale.
How likely do you think the Boulevard Mall project and the Eastern Hill project will eventually be completed?
I think it's highly likely, because the alternative is that we have two kind of huge properties that are in the twilight of their experience, really, in terms of being a consumer destination. The concept of the mall, suburban mall, has faded a long time ago. And the successful ones, the ones that have adapted in one way, shape, or form, the more successful ones are the ones that have adapted easily. These are two very, very complex adaptations.